Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Roger Cedeno. Batting second, the second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third, the right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting fourth, the catcher, Mike Piazza. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Edgardo Alfonso. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mark Johnson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ray Ordonez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Traxel. Pitching for the New York Mets, Steve Traxel. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Delino DeShields. Batting second, the center fielder, Corey Patterson. Batting third, the right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Fred McGriff. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Alex Gonzalez. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Roosevelt Brown. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Chris Steins. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Girardi. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Lieber. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Lieber. And now, play ball. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Girardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShields hits a line drive into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Patterson takes first base on ball four. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Patterson. The throw from Piazza and he is safe. Patterson steals second. Sammy Sosa batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sosa takes first base on ball four. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Patterson moves to third. Sosa moves to second. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roosevelt Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Piazza hits a line drive into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Alfonso takes first base on ball four. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Payton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alfonso moves to second. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Stein's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stein's hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Girardi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Girardi hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Payton. Girardi reaches second base with a double. John Lieber is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 1-2. DeShields is 0-for-1 in the game. DeShields hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ordonez. Girardi moves to third. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Patterson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Patterson hits a fly ball into left field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Traxel strikes out. One out. Roger Citino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Citino is 0-for-1 in the game. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sosa is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sosa hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McGriff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGriff hits a fly ball towards left. Citino settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Citino. McGriff moves to second. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roosevelt Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes McGriff trying to get to home. Citino throws the ball into Piazza who tags McGriff, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Piazza is 0-for-1 in the game. Piazza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein's fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alfonso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alfonso hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Steins is 0-for-1 in the game. Steins is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Girardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Girardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lieber is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Payton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez strikes out. Two outs. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Traxel is 0-for-1 in the game. Traxel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. DeShields is 0-for-2 in the game. DeShields hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Patterson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patterson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Patterson reaches second base with a double. DeShields goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sosa hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patterson moves to third. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. McGriff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGriff is walked intentionally. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Roosevelt Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno is called out on strikes. One out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Girardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Piazza is 0-for-2 in the game. Piazza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Steins batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Steins is 0-for-2 in the game. Steins hits a line drive into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Girardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Girardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Traxel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lieber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. DeShields is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeShields hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lieber moves to second. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Patterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Patterson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Augie O'Hayden now playing third base. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alfonso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alfonso hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kane Davis now pitching. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sosa takes first base on ball 4. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGriff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGriff takes first base on ball 4. Sosa moves to second. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sosa moves to third. McGriff moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roosevelt Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Augie Ojeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ojeda hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sosa tags and scores. McGriff tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Girardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Girardi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing left field. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Timo Perez pinch hits for Kane Davis. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cedeno is 0 for 3 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Timo Perez now playing left field. Grant Roberts now pitching. Mark Bellhorn pinch hits for John Lieber. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bellhorn is called out on strikes. 1 out. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. DeShields is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. DeShields hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Patterson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Patterson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Patterson. The throw from Piazza and he is safe. Patterson steals second. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ordonez. Patterson moves to third. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGriff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McGriff takes first base on ball 4. Sosa moves to second. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Antonio Alfonseca now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Piazza is 0-for-3 in the game. Piazza strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.